CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniak.
A school in the Garden City area called Seven Oaks Met School has a planting tree program, and I'm here with the principal, Nancy Janelle, where the idea came from planting trees.
We take sustainability very seriously at our school. It's a big part of our school plan and the day-to-day of just about everything that we do here. And a big part of that plan involves our breakfast program, where right now we kind of have this sustainability loop cycle where one of our teachers here, she has a chicken farm. So all of the eggs from her farm come here to the school for our breakfast program, and then all of the compost we produce as a school goes back to the chickens, and they eat the compost and then they lay the eggs. That's already pretty awesome, but what we're trying to look at is how can we take it to the next level. So how could we start growing some of our own produce and fruit to supplement our breakfast program, to have food that was grown literally just outside the door? Or we planted apple trees, plum trees, some honey berries, and a few other things. So we had heard about this grant through Edible Trees Canada. We applied, and we were really fortunate to receive the grant to be able to make such a big project come through for us.
For your breakfast program, you actually have students that cook in the cafeteria as well. And how did that start?
Kind of connected to our school philosophy itself. We're a project-based learning school, so the kids that go to school here for high school, they're not engaging in their coursework in a traditional way. So just about everything that they do to earn their credits is through project work or through internship experiences. So students who are earning a foods credit, we make sure that they go through the food handler's training course, and then they become our breakfast chef. And so in the mornings, those students who are part of that program, they come in early and they prepare breakfast. We have free breakfast for everyone here at the school. We made a decision not to differentiate between, you know, low-income kids who can't afford breakfast and those who could. We just wanted it to be a communal thing. Hopefully by next fall, we'll be supplemented by all these amazing things that are coming from our garden. So we hope to be teaching kids how to do preserves, make jams, maybe make some pie. That wouldn't be for breakfast, or maybe it would.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.